The catching position is one of the biggest question marks for the Red Sox going into 2023. And one guy who could fill that role is one of their prospects, catcher Connor Wong, who has not only been up with the Red Sox last season, but also this season. And he's been hitting the cover off the baseball in Worcester, not only hitting for contact, but also for power. And defensively, Red Sox pitchers have raved about how good of a catcher he is. So in this episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, with our special segment called The Farm Report, I had the opportunity to interview Connor Wong and talk to him a little bit about what's made him so successful this season.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I want to welcome you back into the Locked On Red Sox podcast, and thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, Massachusetts Pirates team insider Jake Inzuski, and in this episode, we're bringing back one of our segments called The Farm Report, where we speak with some of the rising stars in the Red Sox farm system and give you some insight on what's made them so successful this season and also get to know them a little bit outside of the game. So this week, I had the opportunity to speak with Connor Wong, who has been hitting the cover off of the baseball and has been very consistent throughout this season, not only at the plate, but also defensively. He's sporting a .266 batting average, hitting six home runs over 229 up at bats. But defensively, he's a guy at the catching position who Red Sox pitchers have raved about. You know, we've seen Nathan Eovaldi have so much success when Connor Wong is catching for him when he's been up in the majors. And also Chris Sale mentioned in his most recent outing in Worcester that Connor Wong does a great job of having attention to detail and also does a great job of doing his homework on these hitters and making the pitcher feel as comfortable as possible. So it'll be interesting to see how the Red Sox really use Connor Wong in the future, especially with the catching position being in so much of question after the 2022 season, with Christian Vasquez and both Kevin Pilecki being impending free agents after this season. But I had the opportunity to speak with Connor Wong to learn about what's made him so successful this season at the plate, what he's been working on, and what are some of his hobbies outside of the game of baseball. But before we get into that interview, I wanted to talk to you about Athletic Greens. And this is something that I literally use every day because I'm not the type of person who really likes to take pills or vitamins. And sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I don't have that great of an appetite. I sometimes wake up with a stomach ache as well. But Athletic Greens is a great way for me to start off the morning right and healthy. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and antigens to help you start your day right. And this special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, and your energy recovery, focus, and aging. It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient, tailored nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/MLB Network. That's athleticgreens.com/MLB Network to take advantage over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now let's get into my conversation with Connor Wong.
So you've been making some really solid contact recently. What's been working for you at the plate?
Just seeing the ball really good. Approach has been really good. And the work before games has been really good.
Hey, you seem to be finding ways to get on base, making really good line drives. Has anything really changed in your approach at all prior to the earlier in the year?
I think the approach has stayed the same. I'm just able to see the ball for a little bit longer. Tried to make an adjustment with my eyes to just try and check it in there a little bit deeper. And allowed me to put some better swings on the ball.
And talk a little bit about that. Did you mainly notice that through just reps, through film, through doing stuff in the cage at all, just being able to see the ball deeper?
Yeah, it's definitely – it was one of my goals going into the year. I wanted to see the ball longer. I knew it was something I had a problem with in the past and something I wanted to address. So just taking care of it in my work, and finally it's showing up out in the games.
And then, other than your success at the plate, is there anything that you're specifically working on other than seeing the ball deeper?
No, not really. I mean, just solid contact, you know, trying to get put together consistent ABs and, you know, find ways to get things done.
And just a few fun questions just to help the fans get to know you a little bit more. Is there a random fact that people might not know about you?
Nah, I'm just pretty basic dude. I'm about the same as everyone. Play video games, play ping pong. That's about it.
What are some of your favorite video games?
Rocket League, Valorant, Call of Duty. Kind of play it all.
Awesome. And then lastly, outside of baseball, what's on your bucket list?
Want to go to Europe and kind of see some historical buildings. It's definitely going to be something down the road for sure. But as far as that, just pretty much sightseeing.
And then outside of baseball, other than like video games and like that sort of stuff, do you have any hobbies?
In the off season, I try and golf. And, you know, I say try. It's not very good, but I have fun playing with my buddies. We have a good time out there.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I hope you did enjoy my conversation with Connor Wong. And he's a guy who would be great to get on a baseball card, whether it's an autograph or whether it's a rookie card. He's a guy who, in my opinion, it's going to be interesting to see not only how the Red Sox use him and if they could potentially move him with how well he's been playing this season in AAA and how good defensively he is as a catcher. But you can check out some of his cards on the Sports Card Investor app. This app is completely free and you're easily able to browse over 630,000 cards from every sport with hundreds more added each and every single week. And you can also check the latest values of your favorite cards with 7-day or 30-day charts. You can find breakout stars or prospects debuting. Like I mentioned, Connor Wong, Jaron Duran, even Marcelo Meyer. Also nostalgic players or old players from the 70s, 80s, 90s, or early 2000s. Sports Cards Investor app is a great way to build your collection and find some of your favorite cards for some great values and low prices. Especially with how the card market is going, it's definitely the right time to get involved. So download the Sports Card Investor app today. It's available for free in the Google Play or Apple App Store. So go to sportscardinvestorapp.com/lockedon right now. And I hope that you did enjoy my conversation with Connor Wong. Got to learn a little bit more about what he's working on and a little bit more about him as well outside of the game of baseball. We hope that you have been enjoying these segments of the Farm Report. I've been trying my best to get some of the best guests and rising stars for the Red Sox as possible, but we greatly appreciate everybody tuning in. As always, if you have not yet, make sure to follow us over on Twitter. It's LO_Red Sox. You can follow myself. It's at Jake Iggy, as well as my co-host, Lauren. It's at La La La. That's three laws, Lauren with four R's. We greatly appreciate everybody tuning in to this episode. We hope that you have a great rest of your week and great weekend. We'll end it how we always end it. Let's go, Sox. Peace.